This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Yankees walk off the Rangers 4-3, the final. They've won five straight series, and they've done it ahead of the series finale tomorrow afternoon against the Rangers. Think you have the postgame to make the postgame? Hit us up on X, Instagram, Facebook at WFAN660 with your take on all the action. Read the best post about tonight's game against Texas, every game right here during Yankees postgame on The Fan. As for our Yankees rewind, Ryan Yarbrough, and not to get lost in the shuffle tonight with the Yankees' resilient comeback victory. Easy 1-2-3 first inning on just 12 pitches, starting an awesome night. He struck out Josh Jung on the changeup to wrap it up. One of many strikeouts for Yarbrough. Not a strikeout pitcher, but racked up a ton tonight. Yankees against Jacob DeGrom. It's been every bit of Jacob DeGrom back and healthy this year, 36 years old. Quick two outs, but then Judge worked a full count walk in that first inning. Bellinger behind 1-2, guided a 99-mile-an-hour fastball to left center field, and made it a career-high 15-game hitting streak right away. But with 2-1 and 2-out, DeGrom rallied from 3-0 down against the aforementioned Jason Dominguez and struck him out. Yarbrough, though, was spotted in kind, struck out 2 to begin the second inning. A 2-out single by Jonah Heim. He hurt his right hand on this one. End of the bat bloop single to right field. He had that nerve damage that the Rangers are checking out right now. Couldn't continue next inning defensively. Jake Berger did ground out to short fielder's choice, finished off that second inning. But bottom two, Heim lost feeling in that hand. He got it on that single, but came out defensively, bottom of the second, the warm-ups, and he airmailed his warm-up throw to second, and he checked on him. He couldn't make a couple of other throws, so Heim came out for Tucker Barnhart, the third-string catcher, who replaced him behind the plate. Immediately after that substitution, Anthony Volpe lasered a triple to left center field, past the diving Sam Haggerty. Austin Wells did strike out, but DJ LeMahieu, a situational hitting, put the ball in play, ground ball to second, got the run home, and the Yankees, just like that, a 1-0 lead against Jacob DeGrom. Tough for opportunities to come by against a pitcher like that. LeMahieu getting the job done professionally, and Yarbrough in the third inning, outside of a one-out dribbler up the third baseline, a single by the nine-hitter, Josh Smith, an excuse-me hit, if you will. Yarbrough struck out Sam Haggerty and Wyatt Langford at the top of the order, both on that beautiful 78-mile-an-hour changeup. So five strikeouts through three for Yarbrough, and four of them on that pitch, the changeup. And four strikeouts combined, Yarbrough's last two outings. We talk about not being a strikeout pitcher. Well, five strikeouts through three innings alone tonight here in the Bronx. And the Yankees in the third and fourth inning against DeGrom, who was more than settling in. Second time through, they went down quietly, despite an eight-pitch battle by Judge, which ended the third inning. Jason Dominguez, we talk about his walk-off homer tonight. Well, he got a hold of one to right center, and it was knocked down by the wind. So Dominguez, nothing to show for it in that fourth inning. 1-0 Yanks and Yarbrough. Another 1-2-3 in the fourth, this time against the heart of the Texas order. He even froze Adolis Garcia for a second time to make it six strikeouts. And Yarbrough, starting the fifth inning, locked up another one. Tucker Barnhart this time, who came on defensively for the injured Heim. Well, he stared at a sinker. First at-bat of the night. Strikeout number 7 for Yarbrough. His most strikeouts in a couple of years. 7 strikeouts, and he was still cooking. Yarbrough, though, after that 7 strikeout, fell behind Jake Berger 3-0. Rally to 3-2, but on the 7th pitch, this one got turned around.
Here's the pitch. Swung on a drive to left field and deep, giving chase Dominguez. That's hooking and gets into the crowd 10 rows back. A home run off the bat of Jake Berger, his 5th of the season, ties the game at 1-1 here in the 5th.
So Berger, wherever you put him, White Sox uniform, Marlins uniform, Rangers uniform, he homers at Yankee Stadium. He's done it each of the last 3 years in 3 different uniforms. But Yarbrough bounced back from that lone blip tonight. Got former Yankee Kalagashioka to bounce to second. Then he froze Josh Smith with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. So crafty, Ryan Yarbrough. But getting strikeouts, racking him up tonight with the craftiness. 8 strikeouts through 5, his most since he was still in the Rays uniform 3 years ago, and he's locked in a 1-1 duel with Jacob DeGrom. Bottom 5, 1-2-3 for DeGrom, made it 12 in a row, and after the Volpe triple in the second, that span of 12 in a row. In that inning, in that 5th inning, 7 strikeout in the 2nd of the night on Austin Wells, and DJ LeMahieu did get robbed. Adolis Garcia laying out on a sinking liner and right, belly flop, got LeMahieu, would have been a double. Tough to find opportunities against DeGrom and Garcia there, robbing the Yankees of one. 6th inning, Yarbrough done after a 3rd straight excellent start in this rotation, slotted into the rotation. Jonathan Loaisiga in, 2 quick outs against the top of the order, but Josh Jung, a full count base hit to left. Adolis Garcia, 9 pitch battle, fouling 2 strike pitches over and over again. Loaisiga did locate one, top of the zone, missed call. Ball 4 instead of strike 3. So 2 on, 2 out. Loaisiga hit Marcus Semien to load the bases. Aaron Boone came out. He went to Tim Hill for Tucker Barnhart. And Hill got a soft ground arranging left off the mound near that first baseline. Turning around, spinning. Got him. Big time play by Hill to end the inning. Strand the bases loaded. Keep the game tied. But after DeGrom kept breezing, this time through the top of the Yankee order, bottom of the 6th inning, made it 15 in a row, retired. Tim Hill out for a full inning in the 7th, and Jake Berger, we mentioned, wherever he hits at Yankee Stadium, whichever uniform he's in. He was Yarbrough's lone blemish. Well, a couple of innings later, facing Hill, looking for more.
His pitch swung on a drill to right field, taking Bellinger back, and he just hit this out of the ballpark. Man. A low liner by Jake Berger into the 3rd row, right center field, and Texas takes a 2-1 lead here in the 7th.
Boy, he likes this place.
Oh, sure, he sure does. Anywhere you put him, any clubhouse you put him in, he comes into Yankee Stadium, hits one out of the park. But Hill did recover, induced a Higashioka grounder, and then struck out Josh Smith. Trailing 2-1 in the 7th, though, top of the order, Aaron Boone not taking any chances, went to Ian Hamilton for Sam Haggerty, the leadoff man. Hamilton did struggle, though, last night in the 9th inning, and was greeted rudely tonight.
First pitch to Haggerty, swinging a drive right field, and that's going to leave the ballpark. Second deck, 10 rows up. Sam Haggerty with a home run, his first of the year. And it's now 3-1 Rangers.
So the Yankees trailing 3-1 at that stage on 3 solo home runs, 2 of them by Berger. Time to stretch at the stadium. DeGrom still going into the 7th inning, having retired 15 straight on a cold, windy night. It's not feeling like the Yankees' night at this point, but this team's got the resolve. When they have tough losses, they bounce back. Within games, they bounce back. Only 2 hits allowed at that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Point of the night by DeGrom, 15 in a row, but what are those hits by the guy leading off the seventh inning? The red-hot Cody Bellinger, and he's got today's electrifying drive of the game.
2-1 to Bellinger. Pitch driven deep to right center field. That's going to leave the yard. High, far, deep, gone, goodbye. Cody Bellinger, his second hit tonight. Home run number 8, RBI number 29. We got a 3-2 ball game.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. So Bellinger's 15-game hitting streak now has 5 homers over that span. He has been dialed. And DeGrom did set down the next 3 in a 1-run game, including his 3rd strikeout of Austin Wells. 98-mile-an-hour fastball on DeGrom's final pitch of this cold night, so he still had it front to back. Strikeout number 9 for DeGrom, and 3-2 Rangers into the top of the 8th inning. But the Yankees right there, and this is why Yerry De Los Santos in the 8th inning getting out of this was so important. One out base hit by Marcus Semien. De Los Santos fanned Barnhart, but Berger a base hit. His 3rd hit of the night, Semien raced up to 3rd. And then Berger, the big guy that he is, said, well, I'll take second. No one's paid attention to me. Second and third, base open. De Los Santos losing control. Walked the pinch hitter, Jock Peterson. So bases loaded. Could De Los Santos get an important out? He did. He got Josh Smith on a one-hopper to second. De Los Santos out of the bases loaded. Two-out situation. Kept it a one-run game. And bottom 8 for Texas, a lefty, Robert Garcia. And Yankees down just a run. Garcia got a fastball in there, froze DJ LeMahieu for strike 3. But then Paul Goldschmidt off the bench, pinch hit, walk. Trent Grisham to follow, full count walk. And Garcia did get Ben Rice left on left to fly to center. 2 on, 2 out, the captain digging in. Yankees down 3-2. So Bruce Bochy, he went to the righty Luke Jackson for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
And the pitch from Jackson, swing on, line drive, left field, base hit. Getting a wave on his Goldschmidt. He cuts it back. Here's the throw for the left fielder. It's cut off. Run scores before they get the out. Got a tied ball game at 3-3. In a rundown, they got Grisham. But the run scored before he was out. Judge delivers. We got a new ball game at 3-3.
Yeah, captain in the clutch there and split second. Thankfully, Grisham got tagged a shade after the run scored from second, which was Goldschmidt. And that is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, who do a flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Judged a big hit for our turning point. Top 9, 3-3 game. De Los Santos allowed a leadoff single to Sam Haggerty. Yankees stalled a bit to get Luke Weaver ready, completely ready, with a mound visit. And Weaver came in, got Langford, Young sequentially, fly balls to center, Grisham easily, smoothly putting them away. Then Weaver, he caught Haggerty in motion. He spun and threw to LeMahieu. LeMahieu slapped the tag down, and Haggerty initially called safe on review with Aaron Boone chirping the umpiring crew. I'm sure he wasn't happy. We'll talk with Susan in a moment, but the strike zone tonight as well with Loaisiga not getting a call and some previous calls, but Haggerty ruled out on review. Aaron Boone chirping the umpiring crew. Go bottom 9. By the way, that Weaver to LeMahieu pickoff, our defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So go bottom 9. After the defensive play, 3-3 game. Luke Jackson, who served up that game-tying hit to Aaron Judge in the 8th inning, back out there. And Cody Bellinger did get robbed on a hard ground ball to first. But Jason Dominguez, he puts it this type of swing. You hit the ball this hard. You hit the ball this place. You can't get robbed. Game over.
Pitch, spring ball, high fly ball, deep right field. This game is over. Into the second deck, Jason Dominguez, and the Yankees walk him off. Yankees win this game 4-3. Take the first 2 games of this series.
Have a moment, Jason Dominguez, Yankees' first walk-off homer since September of 2022. Giancarlo Stanton against the Pirates right after Aaron Judge hit his 60th. Stanton went deep. Well, It's been a few years, but you'll take it any way you could get it. Yankees have had walk-off hits and walk-off moments since then. Dominguez parked one in the second deck. Yankees have won 10 of their last 13 games. They secure a fifth straight series win ahead of the series finale. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, have it every day on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, checking with Susan downstairs on the Clubhouse Report right here on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Yankees a walk-off winner over the Rangers, 4-3, WFAN Yankees Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.